Oh, yes, beautiful people. Another installment of Ignite Your Purpose. This is cleansing part two. You know who it is, you know how it is, you know what it is we do and what it is we are here for. It's your boy, this sexy face right here, Mossimo, aka Max from Mossimo.com. And to my left or right, whichever way you're looking at this, my man,
this
man,
shiny forehead, this polished bone dome.
You got the light right above you. Yeah. J to the B from Healthy Funky.
JB, Healthy Funky Free.
And together, you know what it is. Our mission is a collab between the two of us, and our message is to
ignite.
Is to ignite, engage, educate,
empower
you and all of us together, all as one, because we are all one spirit. We all one people. I don't care if the race, nationality, color, creed. Health is what we got. So we're here to push you towards betterment. It's that simple.
Negative to positive, unhealthy to healthy, stepping in the right direction.
Drinking my carrot orange juice with mint and
baby turmeric. Steps. I have no carrot orange juice.
If I had
Max
a yes orange
one
juice.
For himself, not for me, but we yeah. are.
I should ship it out.
6,000 miles apart, so that's okay.
It's okay. So John is back from Miami. He's got his tan. He's got his salsa lessons. He's sexy. He's vibrant. He was eating. I don't know if you kept up with him, but he was eating deadly, deadly organic plant-based food down there in Miami. I'm sure it's like a
Matthew Kenny is a plant-based guru, and we
indulged.
Treated ourselves. It was not a cheap joint to go to. It was unbelievable, but it was unbelievable, amazing food. And we are fortunate that we are in a position to go there. But we've created that position, and we make choices. We don't drink, and we choose what we eat, and we don't have a big fast car and things. So we invest in
priorities, people. Priorities.
Invest in our health. Coming back to where we were, cleansing part two. Cleansing part two. I can't remember what we said the other day, but. I'm just going to pop this one in first, and it's about being kind to yourself whilst you do a cleanse. So Max is doing a cleanse through his Japanese GP to cleanse the liver, cleanse the gallbladder and the colon and things, which is through natural ingredients in tablet form. You may want to do it through sort of juicing or through water or whatever it is, but to bear in mind that whilst you are doing this, your body is working hard. It's thinking, right, it's taking a breath, and it's thinking, right, here's the opportunity to clear out the body. Now the first thing to do is, whilst you're clearing out, the body needs to ditch the chemicals and crap from within your fat cells to flush it out through the bathroom maneuvers, and it needs lots and lots and lots of water to do that. So that's the first one. People will say you can drink too much water, and I'm sure in the other currents some people may have done that, but you need to drink a lot of water, so just get those liters down your neck. And then be kind to your body. It's not a time for crushing out PBs on the track or in the CrossFit workout. Park your ass on the couch, go and do your meditation, get in the sauna, a nice gentle walk, look around, be grateful, you know, be grateful for your health, for people around you, for nature, water, sunshine, oxygen. Just take it easy and relax and give yourself a chance to recover. And then you'll be bigger, brighter, harder, faster, sharper to take on the rest of your week or your month or the rest of your life, hopefully. Max?
I would like to expand on that.
Back in 1 second.
Go. Okay. What John just said there is beyond important. Although, for me, I'm a super active guy, love my hustle, love my workouts, love my work, love my creativity, love producing music. So you could say that there's times where I overdo it. When you're on a cleanse, even though you're not physically, you know, pumping out the weights and crushing workouts and, you know, PRing every day, you got to understand how hard your body's actually working inside. And you might not physically be working on, you know, the muscles and whatnot, dude. You've got to take that time for your body to heal. So many times in the early days, you know, because I was so driven, probably the first two cleanses I did, I worked out, probably shouldn't have, definitely should not have looking back. And, you know, I paid for it, man. Like, it hurt. And then again, you know, I was tired for a day or two after because, man, there was, you know, what are you doing to your body? I wasn't eating meat. I was eating a very low calorie diet, almost not by chance, just because you don't need much. You're supposed to be cleansing. I'm drinking tons of tea and my energy levels weren't spiking. You know what I mean? And then I go crush a crazy, you know, 45 minute workout. And then I feel, you know, lightheaded and kind of nauseous the rest of the night. No point in doing that to yourself. Understand it's for longevity. So to take 2 weeks, to take 3 weeks, to take a month out of a year to heal yourself is going to add telomere lengths. It's going to, you know, I don't want to get into the science. That's John's forte. We'll let him get back to that. But rest and do the intake of water and or teas, herbal teas, high organic green teas. You got to get away from the acidic coffees during these times, but plenty of water, juices, but water. And source your water, man. Don't be grabbing chlorinated, fluoride, you know, nasty water. Source your water, get the good shit, filtered water, I don't care. It's important. Johnny B.
So you might question why should I do a cleanse? I feel okay. I'm fit and healthy. I go to work. I do my training. And you think, well, why should I bother? And my only comment to that is you may feel okay, but how awesome. And you know you drink your coffee. You know you drink alcohol. Your diet's not great. But it's okay. I can mix it with the guys. I can compete. But we go back to something we spoke about a couple of weeks ago, which was those 1% gains you can make. If you think, well, actually, if you're at the top of your sport in your particular gym, or you think, well, actually, what will 1% better be? So just think, well, I feel okay, but the potential to feel better and feel better, and you get used to feeling gray and cloudy and tired. When we first did a detox, we noticed that instead of waking up and going to the shower, taking a cold shower and then feeling awake, you wake up sharp and crisp and ready to go. And you know, you're not reaching for the crutch of a cup of coffee to steal some energy from in there somewhere.
I'd expand on that. We said, you know, I always question when people say I eat healthy. I always question that, right? Don't get me wrong. Some do. I question what some mean. Everybody's definition of healthy is, you know, it goes, there's 7 billion of us. I'm sure there's 7 billion different, you know, definitions of healthy is. So having said that, feeling good could mean something totally different to me than somebody on day one of their journey to betterment, right? Like, I remember, and I just had a treatment because I'm going through the cleanse. So first week, liver, gallbladder, second week's colon, in between, you have a flush out where they're massaging you and cupping you, and they're basically rinsing out all that inside stuff, getting all your lymph nodes, because you're detoxing, you're draining that shit out, right? Now, I remember day one, and I remember today, and what I thought feeling good was back then is not what feeling good is today. That guy back then does not have a clue what feeling good was. That the best days back then would be my worst days today, where I'd want to stay in bed. And day in, day out, traveling, on tour, sleeping on couches, sleeping on beds, forgetting to eat. And when you did eat, it was crap. Rarely drank water, always drinking coffee and what were those caffeine boosting juices, whatever, right? Drinking liquor. Always basically, think about this. John said you could not drink enough water. All I did for probably 6 to 7 years was dehydrate myself.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Hydration, another thing that flushes, which is why when you go in for your midweek drain out during these cleanses, you're sore because your body's working hard in there, man. Your limbs are, you know, the body has the ability to heal itself. You just have to let it do it.
You have to allow it to. It's an amazing, instrument. With the hydration there, there's a little test you can do. I'm just trying to remember the numbers. I think it's, if you go to the bathroom and empty your bladder, then drink a liter of water, whatever that is in America or Canada. Is that a quart, a liter?
A liter?
1,000 liters. And then you're looking within a couple of hours to have passed through about 400 mil. And if you've not done that, then I'll post the right numbers in the footnote to this. But if you've not passed through, let's call it 400 mil within the hour, then you are to some level dehydrated.
And just to go off that, the color of your urine as well, you should speak on that a little.
Well, this is a tricky one these days because we're all taking our Baroccas and major vitamin supplements. But ideally, it's a straw color, so very, very light yellow.
Yeah.
But if it's anywhere near the oranges, unless you've been having 10x Barocca supplements a day, or too much of that, then there's some element of dehydration there. And to say I drink when I'm thirsty, that's another indicator that you're already dehydrated, and the performance levels drop off massively. Even with sort of 2% dehydration, it will affect your performance.
And a lot of people think that hunger is actually hunger, but it's actually thirst.
Yeah, exactly. It's the precursor. If you're feeling hungry and you think, well, actually, I only ate a couple of hours ago, I can't possibly be hungry, or you've had a huge meal, think, well, actually, let's take a glass of water, 500 ml of water, and then leave it 10 or 15 minutes.
There you go.
Quite often, we're just bored. I go to the fridge when I'm bored. I'm bored. I must be hungry. So yep. It's just for a bit of attention.
It's the convenience of our society, right? It's, you know, we're not hunter-gatherers anymore. So.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Yes. And another thing we'd like to touch on is, 2:25 left. John spoke about the herbal pills that I'm on. You can do so much research on strictly just juicing. You have garlic, honey, one of my morning drinks to detox, even when I'm not on a cleanse. This is 365, 24/7 every morning. Part of my wake-up routine is a huge glass of water. Mine comes from a spring, a natural spring. However, you can do filtered water. I do it room temperature because it's first thing in the morning. I don't want to jolt my body with cold. And I follow that up with some nice hot water with a fresh lemon, organic, whatever, squeezed in there with apple cider vinegar, 2 heaping tablespoons in there. I chug that. And then I eat a garlic clove, straight raw. I'm Italian, so I'm stinking like Guidoville anyway. And I sometimes have a little half scoop of honey.
Yeah. There's a natural parasite cleanse you can do, which is garlic and lemon. Just take a little shot of that every day. That clears things out. I take the apple cider vinegar and honey. I do that every day. What else have we got? Oh, there's 100 things. The water is the most important bit.
That's right. So do your research now. You don't, like I said, you don't have to be like me or you don't have to go to the store and buy these packages of detox. Do some research. Check out John Rose. Check out, I know, John, you got a few guys you could probably recommend in the side.
Edwin Group, did you say? Was that?
Yeah, Edward Group's another guy. But there's just so many natural ways as well. Go online. But again, do your research and make sure it feels comfortable with you.
Yep. Okay, that's us. That's another episode. We're signing out, and we'll see you on the next one.
Thanks for your support, okay, people.
Thanks for the support.
Love you all. Be safe, be kind, hug each other, love the world. Let's make it a better place. Johnny,
email us.
Email us.